Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Post Thanksgiving, hope you're not completely comatose today, and you're ready to roll with whatever it might be. Black Friday shopping, maybe you got to get back to work today. Whatever it is, glad you've taken us along on what's on your mind. I'm Scott Hanlon. Chris Larson is in for super producer Chris Larson, in for Kevin Flynn today, who's taking a day to digest turkey. That's what he's doing.
Morning, Scotty.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Isn't that what he's doing?
He is, I think, digesting turkey.
Digesting turkey, yeah.
And the football game last night.
Which was a fine football game.
Oh, it was exciting.
It was very exciting. It was, I guess, a typical Vikings football game this season anyway, where you just didn't have any idea what was going to happen, and things were going back and forth, and they were loading up the scoreboard there, but the Vikes come out on top.
Yeah, it's called give me a heart attack mode.
Beat one good coach, too, Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick. You know, and it was so fun to watch. I mean, and that team is so much fun. It's just, and then to watch him and Coach O'Connor come together at the end, that was just amazing.
It was kind of neat. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep, exactly right. So today on the program, we have Jim the Flagpole Guy coming up here in a little bit. Talk a little bit about patriotism on this Thanksgiving weekend holiday. We're also going to talk with Jody Hunch, and Jody is the general manager of the Ralph Engelstad Arena. And they just announced a new tournament, so we'll talk a little bit about that and the overall fan experience that they have at Engelstad Arena. I'm playing a little hockey tomorrow night with Bemidji. Matter of fact, they're doing a home-and-home with Bemidji. Play there tonight out in Bemidji and then back at Engelstad Arena tomorrow night. And we have a pair of tickets we're going to be giving away.
I was going to say, I heard that. And it probably will be later on this afternoon, or this hour that we give them away.
Later this hour. All right, beautiful. That's beautiful. Telephone number for you to call us is 271-1100, 271-1100. You give us a call there today on the program and get a chance to weigh in. And question of the day, I think I know the answer from a lot of people, but I want you to think about this a little bit, because there are many, 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 many subjects that could fit this role. Who's the turkey of the year? If you had to think back so far, turkey of the year. Chris, what do you put on that list? You're going to put on there as turkey of the year.
Joe Biden.
You are, huh? I'm guessing he's going to be the number one vote getter. I don't know. I don't know for sure, but this feels like he'd be tops on that list. I'm going to put Nancy Pelosi there. She's been doing this longer than even Joe Biden, screwing things up, spending too much money, giving us inflation. So I'm going to buck the trend a little bit and go with Nancy Pelosi. But it could be somebody locally. It could be somebody statewide. It could be somebody nationally, internationally. George Soros would be a good one for that list. Uses his moolah to do nefarious things. You could text your answers to 701 237-1590, 701-237-1590. You can also call us, 271-1100, 271-1100. We actually like it better when you call. So who is your turkey? Who's your big turkey as you're out there doing your Black Friday shopping? I did a little survey of the high traffic shopping areas throughout Fargo-Moorhead, and I'm here to report at least you know, in that 7:30 to 9 range, not the usual vibe from Black Friday shoppers. I mean, normally you go to West Acres 7 in the morning on Black Friday, and you can't see a parking spot because there's vehicles in every single place you look. Not so much this year. Plenty of parking spots. So I don't know if maybe Black Friday isn't a thing. Maybe inflation is causing folks to say, you know what? I'm not going to buy anything this year. I'm out of here. I'm not going to go there. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but if you have shopped Black Friday in the past and you're not this year, tell us why. Be kind of curious why you're not going there. Why you've given up the Black Friday vibe. But I want to know. I want to know why in the world Joe Biden isn't your turkey. Chris stole him as the vote. I'm going to go with Nancy Pelosi. Who is your turkey? I name a turkey of the year. What would be some other candidates for turkey of the year? How about John Fetterman? That now senator-elect from Pennsylvania. How can you go to a debate and not exactly, how do I say this in a kind fashion, not exactly perform to just standard expectations of how a political candidate would perform at a debate? Was that diplomatic enough? I'm trying very hard. Not exactly, you know, the standard for a political candidate. Go up there and you get called on the carpet about fracking, for instance, and you repeat yourself four times. You're like, what just happened there? But here's the guy that manages to pull that off and get elected. What is wrong with this picture? Somebody has put in a suggestion by text here that the turkey of the this year's holiday is the one who talks to turkeys. You know anybody that talks to turkeys, Chris? Yeah. I know a few people that talk to turkeys. One of them is the commander-in-chief. You can't make it up. We played it right here on this program. I'd be happy to play it again, but it'd make you cry. He talked to the turkeys he was pardoning. Leaned down and looked at a turkey and asked a question like, maybe I'll get an answer. Listener says, happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Hope you had a wonderful day. I did have a wonderful day. What's better than having your kids home for Thanksgiving? Family over, turkey. Come on. Doesn't get any better than that. And thank you for the Thanksgiving turkey greetings. Appreciate it very much. Loved it. Coming up on the program today, Jim the Flagpole Guy. I have the perfect Christmas gift for you. This is a great Black Friday gift-giving idea where you don't even have to leave your house and put up with the chaos. Because this guy is going to help you put patriotism right there under the tree. And the best part of what Jim the Flagpole Guy does, really, he sells the presentation. It's not just like, okay, here's the flagpole, here's the flag. For him, it's all about how's this going to look. You look out your kitchen window and see that flag. How does it look? What's the overall presentation? That's his standard operating procedure, and it pays off. So he can also take a particular scene, say in your backyard or whatever, and put a flag in it virtually so you can have a look. That'd be a neat little Christmas gift, I'm telling you. Let's get Keith in here quick before the break. Hey, Keith, what's on your mind?
Hey, I tell you what, the whole Democrat Party, and there are some Republicans in there too, are the whole turkeys for this whole country. And I do believe, and this might sound crazy, but I believe that every one of these people have been hypnotized. This is just uncommon. I mean, it's ludicrous to have these people go the way they are. It just blows my mind.
Now the whole John Fetterman thing is making sense. He was hypnotized. I think he's on to something. And that's a lot of turkeys, but we asked for your vote, and you gave us a dandy. Who's the big turkey of the year? 271-1100. Give us a call, 271-1100. More on what's on your mind after this.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Did you know you can move for free? Sound too good to be true? Action Movers has an exclusive program that gives you the opportunity to do exactly that. Call Action Movers and they'll set you up with a local realtor who will help you sell and or find a new home, whether it be in North Dakota or anywhere else in the country. In exchange, you'll earn $5 back for every $1,000 in your home sale or purchase price. No catch. Just move with Action Movers to get the cash back. Call them today, 701-566-5532.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, tech, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Daddy's belt, Mama's drapes, standing tall in the backyard shed looking cool in my Superman cape. I told the neighborhood girl, said, hey y'all, watches. My fate was a broken arm and my reward, one big kiss. When Daddy asked me why I did it, I made him laugh out loud when I told him, cause the chicks and dig it. Scars heal, glory fades.
Mine, 20 past the hour, is Black Friday. Black Friday. Sounds a little scary, doesn't it? It's actually the day you get all these crazy good deals. My interpretation of the traffic is that it's down a little bit, so I don't know why. That could be inflation. That could be other things. So who knows? You know? Joe Biden trying to take your guns. I don't know if you missed that on Thanksgiving, but he spent Thanksgiving politicking. It's generally the day you're not supposed to politic, you know. But no, he did. And renewed a call for assault weapon ban. An assault weapon ban using the, as Democrats do, better than anybody. If there is a if there's a shooting, if there is some sort of awful incident where bad people do things with guns, they blame the gun. Guaranteed. Just set your clock to it. It happens every single time. You can't even believe it. Never seems to end. And one nice thing that the president and first lady did was serve Thanksgiving dinner to the troops. What did the president say to the troops?
No one in the world misunderstands your competence. No one in the world misunderstands that you are the finest fighting force in the world. That is not a joke. That's the God's truth. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope you have a great Thanksgiving and a good Christmas. God bless you all. Thank you.
What exactly was that? Sometimes you need an interpreter to figure out what Joe Biden's up to. You know what I'm saying? Chris, you picked him as the turkey. Maybe you can serve as the interpreter. What the heck was that?
He baffles me every single time he opens his gobbler.
Gobbler, I see what you did there.
Bada bing, bada boom, I'll be here all day.
Yeah, I hope so. Texter says, you are blaming the wrong people. It's the 1,484 actual votes that Biden got that allowed the Chinese to change 80 million to Biden, and Pennsylvania should be ashamed. All right? That's what we're here for. You can agree or disagree. Text us, 237-1590, looking for your contributions on who this Thanksgiving biggest turkey is. And Biden's been taken. Chris stole that from me right out of the chute. I want Nancy Pelosi because she's been, well, A, she bears a strong resemblance to a turkey. Was that uncalled for? But she has been, she's been doing what she does even longer than Biden. You know? He's a senator, kind of harmless. VP under Obama, now president. So certainly those years, you can't, your VP can't do much. Now as president in 2 years, done a lot. Horrible. They actually, this administration actually put out talking points for your turkey dinner.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, it does actually.
Really?
Yeah.
It doesn't surprise me.
It's so stupid. It's unbelievable. Just in case that uncle has the wrong information on Thanksgiving, here's what you should say. I mean, who in the world? I can see people printing that out and having a little cheat sheet on their lap. And okay, what is it again? Student loans. What it could just say is, everything on this list contributed to inflation. How's that treating you? Price of gas, price of a loaf of bread, price of everything.
You know what was discussed at my Thanksgiving table yesterday, Scott?
I bet it wasn't what the Biden administration has done.
We didn't talk a lick of politics.
Yeah, good
actually.
For you. Good for you.
It was more about the Minnesota Vikings, the UND hockey team, and who was going to win in the evening game rounds that we were playing.
Evening game rounds? What are you
oh,
playing?
Have you ever played the game Sequence?
I don't think so.
Scott, we're going to have to play that here one of these days because it was fun.
I love board games. It's kind of our thing, too, on Thanksgiving, but we kind of play the usual ones. Now, tell me about Sequence. What's the premise of the game?
It's kind of a, it was a card, it's a card game, strategy card game. The other, the one that we played yesterday that I would have won on, but I was off doing other things, was Scattergories. It's a word game.
I've heard of that one. Yeah.
And I hope she's listening, but my mom likes to cheat when she plays that game.
Come on.
But then
you're accusing your mom of cheating?
She accuses me of cheating. Well, is using my phone to find the words, is that cheating?
I think so. Because when the games were designed, they weren't thinking about, you know,
I guess
smartphones
and
Google.
I guess I'm guilty then.
And by the way, I've done the same thing in Scrabble, and there's a debate over that, whether or not there is, that's a thing.
I had to be the referee over Scrabble yesterday.
There's websites that give you the words, like if, you know,
oh, yeah,
you put in three letters for a six-letter word and give you the choices on which one to go with.
Well, a couple of friends kept texting me yesterday. They were playing Scrabble at home, and they needed four-letter words. So I was giving them every four-letter word, and evidently I wasn't paying attention to the words I was sending.
Uh-oh.
And they kept saying, family appropriate, please. What? Oh, well, here, yeah, autocorrect came.
Yeah, you shouldn't be swearing on Scrabble.
I didn't.
That's the thing.
My phone did.
Yeah, your phone did. Blame it on your phone. Here, I'm looking at this White House talking points sheet that they put out, and it literally says President Biden's top accomplishments for when chatting with your uncle at Thanksgiving. Let's go through these. Tackling inflation and lowering costs. What are you talking about? Inflation has gone up. It's ridiculous. It's come down a scintilla year over year. It's horrible. And costs are up. Took on Big Pharma and won. Oh, they love that one. Give me a break. Worked with Republicans to rebuild America's infrastructure. Well, that depends on what we're talking about, because you passed one infrastructure bill that was without a single Republican vote and has led to this inflation. Worked with Republicans to make more in America by passing the CHIPS and Science Act. That's a corporate giveaway if there ever was one. And again, they love that, worked with Republicans. Sadly, it's true on that particular case. Corporate giveaway. Corporate welfare like you cannot believe. Boy, they must have something with the, you better work more with Republicans. All the bad stuff they passed, they did it without a single Republican vote. Gun safety legislation. No real Republican voted for that. Tell me about it. Despite global challenges, we're making progress. Meanwhile, Republicans in Congress are extreme. Oh, I thought you were working with them. Which is it? Texas says, does Joe do comedy for a side job? He always has that saying, no joke, when trying to talk serious. Yeah, he sure does. Not funny.
My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States will send Ukraine another $400 million in military aid from U.S. stockpiles as Russia's war on the country reached its ninth month. The new package will include 150 heavy machine guns with special thermal imagery sights to take out attack drones that Russia bought from Iran and have been deploying against civilian infrastructure in recent months. Thousands of Amazon warehouse workers in about 40 countries plan to take part in protests and walkouts to coincide with Black Friday sales today. Employees in the United States, United Kingdom, India, Japan, Australia, South Africa, and Europe are demanding better wages and working conditions. Heavy rain today in Houston, Atlanta, and New Orleans. The same storm will also deliver lots of snow in parts of New Mexico and western Texas into the Thanksgiving weekend. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by FactoServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience, coming to you live from the Freedom Matters USA studios today. Lasagna. Sound good? Head for the MP Avenue downtown Fargo location, because they are cooking up a little home cooking and grab-and-go convenience today. Beef tips in Glendon. And you know, the 4-for-4 special is about the best deal you'll find anywhere. Because you're talking about a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best homemade cookies ever, and a 20-ounce drink for $4. Wow. Is that a deal or is that a deal? PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. As you're out and about for the holiday, stop in there. Mike, you're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead, Mike.
Yes, I sent you a link to, I think it's Twitter, about Mitch McConnell getting money from the Dominion voting machines, and he voted against all election integrity bills and didn't get them passed, any of them. And I'll tell you what, the people are very upset. 73% of Republicans do not want Mitch McConnell as leader of the party, and I think that they better start listening to us. I think Mitch McConnell is the biggest rhino, and we're sick of it out here, and we're not getting any help. And he pulled, like I said, I talked to you last week. They pulled money from, and we lost a couple of. We should have had at least 2 to 3 senators in the positive, and we didn't because of Mitch McConnell.
Now, the only thing I would say about that is that that's real easy to say after the fact. You only have so much money. And it is very typical where you pick a race. I think there's other things to go after Mitch McConnell for, is all I'm saying. It's just really easy to say, well, why didn't you put money in there? Because then the guy would have won. You know, I mean, that's really easy after the fact.
And then they pulled it. And then but he was winning by like 1 or 2 points. I mean, it's Laxalt and some of these guys that would have, Oz and all these guys, I'll tell you what, we're our own worst enemy, and we're proving it every day election.
That's
sick of it.
It's frustrating, Mike. There's no doubt about it.
And Kramer and Hovind are on board with this guy. Why aren't they standing up and asking for other, you know, for more people to stand up and vote against these guys? They automatically put them in. And the people don't want him, and they don't want McCarthy either.
And I think both are a lock for their jobs. In both,
yeah, they are. Yeah. But then you wonder why the people are sick and tired of supporting them when they won't even fight the election integrity and stuff because they're getting money from the Dominion voting machines. That's what McConnell got, a big chunk of money from them. Well, they're smart. They're buying. It's just like the Democrats buying the young people's votes. They're not going to get that stupid bill through for $10,000 or $20,000 credit. They're not going to get it. They waited until after the election before the people they start coming out and say, well, it's unconstitutional and they got judges. They'll have to fight this for another 2 or 3 years. And if we take over the House, they're not going to get it through. It was a way to buy the votes, and we got such dumb people. And same with Murkowski up in Alaska. That Shabaka, or whatever her name is very, very good. And they changed the election so that Murkowski would win.
You're talking about the rank voting or approval voting or whatever it is they do. Yeah. Now Alaska did that, so I don't like it, but it's a self-inflicted wound by the people of Alaska.
Yeah, but the thing is, they got pushed by Murkowski. She ran that up the flagpole and made sure that it got through. There's a couple states now that are doing that. But okay, Murkowski, she's not much different than a... She's a rhino, too.
Oh, terrible. Terrible. Absolutely terrible.
We're screwed. We're screwed as a country. I can't believe that. We're not the alternative anymore. We're not the... We're laughed at, and I'm sick and tired of it. It's really wearing on the Republican, on the people out here. We're not getting any help from the leadership. They're all good old boys hanging together up there.
Appreciate the call, Mike, and totally get your frustration. I do. Thanks for the call. Another texter says, kind of in a different vein than Mike, Scott, please give the negative political remarks a rest today. Can we just discuss things we are thankful for just one day? Please keep the Thanksgiving spirit going for one more day. Thank you. We did talk on Wednesday a little bit about things you were thankful for, so we did do that. But I appreciate the comment, and if others want that as well, then you go ahead and let us know that. 22 before the top of the hour. Jim the Flagpole guy is here, by golly. I said earlier that I can't think of a better Black Friday acquisition than go to USFlagpoleGuy.com or NDFlagpoleGuy.com and put a little patriotism under the tree this Christmas. Jim, what do you think of that idea?
Well, that's not a bad idea at all, Scott. Thank you. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you. Are you thankful this year?
Man, I'm on from the Reinowski Farms in Anamoose, North Dakota. I'm very thankful. My wife's family, they're like the best. And although mine are scattered everywhere, it's nice to have family.
And Anamoose is a great part of North Dakota. Some good, good folks from there.
Yeah, they're like dead center, great people. And the whole community. Special thanks to the Drake community, the Volsons, Mr. Bob Stancil. He actually lives in Williston. He's from Drake. The Legion here installed a nautical flagpole at their military section of their cemetery, and I don't know, it's just wonderful that you can kind of get away from the news and get away from all the rat race, and there's still a semblance of logic and common sense still in America. That's the way I look at it, I suppose.
Salt of the earth, wonderful way of thinking of that part. Good point.
Well, you know, you're talking about when people go out of their way to, you know, tell you what you think, you know, and form your opinions, you know, and your logic or your sense of, you know, right and wrong, is the alarm bells are going off, and you're like, it doesn't make any sense, but I guess we just got to keep praying and keep doing the right thing individually, and hopefully we can muddle our way through this, you know. So, but, you know, yeah, we're just so grateful being America and being American at this time. This, you know, history kind of shows us that despots rise up in power, the people groan, and then restoration comes, and that's what I'm praying for is restoration. And, you know, I'm very thankful for this whole year and all of listeners and people that have supported me and, you know, their patience. We've struggled like everybody else trying to find help. And I worked tirelessly all summer long. And much of it, just Tripper and I are out there on the road. And we didn't get to everybody, but we're still, tomorrow I'm headed back to Mandan, and we'll be open from 9 to 5. Anybody wants to stop in and say hi. But then we're next week I'm going to be dodging snowflakes to finish up what I can finish up and see what I can do to pound the rest of this summer off and look forward to next year.
And folks can start thinking about next year, right?
Yes. Now's a good time if you think you want to, you have a family member that's interested in a flagpole or would like a flagpole, now's the time to purchase it. Get it on the list. And, you know, every year it seems like we have price increases, and although the prices have gone up quite a bit since we started, I guess that's for everything, but now's a good time. USflagpoleguy.com, go ahead and get your name on the list, and we'll contact you. And then all of those that have tried to contact me before, please try again on USflagpoleguy.com and contact us. Let us know that you're still interested, and I'll do my very best. If you tell me that you tried to contact me before to no avail, I will do my best to put you at the top of the list and to work you in next year and make you priority, and we'll get your flagpole up too.
And you're still even though the snow is here and the freeze is here, you're still working on a few, huh?
Yeah, we put in 6 flagpoles this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. The foundations were already in. And that leads me to thinking about a gentleman up in Mohall, Tom Geringer. He's a Vietnam vet. And, you know, he walked every cemetery in Renville County and got every veteran's name, and he assimilated a memorial for them in downtown Mohall next to the courthouse. He had dog tags made up of every veteran that he could find, and they made this beautiful memorial display of everybody's name right there next to the courthouse. And I just like to say, you know, if you know Tom, I know you know that he's a very, you know, he loves America and he knows where his bread was buttered. He's got a beautiful family. You know, please go and say thank you to him for all of his hard work that he's done. You know, he doesn't have to do it. You know, of course, America is filled with people that don't have to, they don't have to do it, but they do it out of the goodness of their heart. And it's people like Tom that have just made the world a better place. And I'm just so thankful for Tom. He's helped engineer, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, working on 7 flagpoles, all in the name of the U.S. veteran. And I'm proud of him.
I love your stories. I love the stories of the people you interact with. Great blessing of your work. Jim the Flagpole Guy, call him at 701-571-FLAG. Perfect Black Friday Day gift. It really is. 571-FLAG. 571-FLAG. Or online at usflagpoleguy.com. God bless you, sir.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/militaryservices.
MetroServe USA is your home for home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus some great specials like Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, buy two, get one free. Deli Express burritos, only $2.99. Old Trapper, 10-ounce, $12.99. 18th Street Deli, a dollar off all their items. Nestle Water, pick up a 28-pack for just $4.59. Those specials and many more at a MetroServe USA near you. And remember, Fridays, free coffee and cappuccino every Friday in November, every size, MetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming November auctions include nearly 1,000 acres of crop and pasture land in McLean County, 192 acres of cropland in Wells County, 640 acres of cropland in McHenry County near Upham, North Dakota, 320 acres of exceptional crop and hunting land in Ransom County, and 310 acres of crop and pasture land in Barnes County, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and farm equipment retirement auctions at Piper's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Studios, Friday edition, post-Turkey Day, Black Friday edition of What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part by our friends at the University of Mary. Love what they do and how they do it. One great example is the fact that for those of you that served your country, the University of Mary wants to serve you now. University of Mary is military friendly for busy adults, offering both online classes and in-person classes at their Bismarck campus. Their special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so they know how to support your advancement. every step of the way. University of Mary offers scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks, so it's a good time all the time to begin that conversation. Discover the University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military services. umary.edu/military services. Who is this Thanksgiving's biggest turkey? 271-1100, let us know. 271-1100. Or text 237-1590. 237-1590. A few answers here. My turkeys are the big media and the uninformed lemmings who voted as they were told, who put people like Whitmer, Fetterman, etc. in office. That's a pretty well-informed listener right there. Who would vote for John Fetterman? You vote for John Fetterman if you don't care. You just don't care. I'm voting for the Democrat. I don't care. It's going to be the Democrat. Texter says, we didn't discuss politics at our Thanksgiving meal. We watched football. We like when they kicked a field goal through the gap in Stacey Abrams' teeth. Oh, boy. They did it without doing it right there. See what happened there, Chris?
I heard that. Oh, boy. Here we go.
Texter says, Adam Schiff is the lutefisk of leftist Marxist turkeys. He's soaked in lie after lie. Lie spelled a little differently there. His entire career. We got a creative bunch today. Keep those coming. I love it. 237-1590, 237-1590, or call us at 271-1100, 271-1100. Another listener says, what do veterans think of a former young socialist and young communist member being memorialized? And they sent us a note here about Nellie Stone Johnson. Minnesota put up a statue of her in the Capitol. Democrats and WCCO said she's the founder of the DFL and a union leader. I bet most people aren't following that. That's pretty good. Let's go to Rolog and Ben. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, my son. It's good to hear from you. I'm down here, and didn't know what you're talking about. But last week there was a special. Have you ever heard of Stu Peters?
I've not.
Okay. Stu does a blog. He put a blog, a special out last week, last Monday, on Died Suddenly. And it's been viewed by 7.5 million people already. It has to do with the vaccine.
Yeah, now that I heard about. And
it's quite eye-opening. And it's STEW, if anybody wants to look at it, StuPeters.com, and it'll blow your mind off.
To do with the vaccine.
It has to do with the vaccine, and he's got senators. He has Senator Johnson on there. He's got doctors. He's got all sorts of people on, morticians. It's something that everybody should see. So I thought I would just throw it at you, and hopefully people see it. But just last night, another 500,000 people watched it.
Wow. Unbelievable. I haven't watched it yet. Yeah. I've heard about it. Ben, appreciate the call. Thank you.
You're a good man, and keep up the good work.
You are as well, and there's darn few of us left. So way to go. Appreciate it. This is a guy we probably wouldn't put in the good guy category. Uses Thanksgiving at a fire hall to say he wants to ban assault weapons. Yeah, assault weapons. Here is Joe Biden.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. Just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None. I'm going to try.
What will you find out?
I'm going to try to get rid of assault weapons.
During the lame duck?
I'm going to do it. Whenever I got to make that assessment as I get in and start counting the votes.
What in the world? I'm going to make that assessment. Say it ain't so, Joe. Is he your turkey of the year? Tell us. 271-1100. Text us, 237-1590. We're giving you somebody that is. Submit your turkey for Thanksgiving. We want to know who it is. Keep those coming. Love it, love it, love it. I'm going to check with Jody Hodgson at the Ralph Engelstad Arena about a big get for them. Coming up, don't go away.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources? Reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25% to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.